It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Last Friday, the Prime Minister revealed Aotearoa New Zealand's new COVID-19 protection framework, also known as the new traffic light system. In this system, there are three stages, which all have different levels of restrictions, but ultimately more freedom and less restraints compared to our current alert level system. This framework will come into place once DHB's eligible population hits the 90% vaccination target. As well as this, yesterday the government announced that vaccines will be mandated for workplaces requiring a certificate of vaccination for entry. So this morning I spoke to Brooke about these two topics, starting off with the new traffic light system. I began by asking Brooke if she supports this new COVID-19 protection framework.
Look, I think what really should have been done is instead of all of this confusion around what all the different traffic lights mean and when we're actually going to get there, the government should have been much clearer about just setting a date and saying this is the day that the traffic light system comes in, rather than linking it to a vaccine target based on every DHB, which essentially wants to different DHBs against each other and blame whether or not we can get to the traffic light system on the DHBs, which the government wants to get rid of. So I think what the government's done is tried to scapegoat the DHBs and not actually take ownership in the way they should have of just saying, once we get to the 1st of December, this is when the traffic light system starts. And if you've had your opportunity to be vaccinated by then, that's great, but we're all now moving on with our lives.
So if the Prime Minister had set a date and the traffic light system didn't wait for 90% vaccination, wouldn't this have the potential to particularly affect those who are more vulnerable and, you know, those more vulnerable communities?
I think the real issue here is there doesn't feel a sense of urgency. And we know that people are really struggling in lockdown in Auckland. Businesses are really struggling. People are finding it really tense at home with their families. And it's a long time to be in a form of lockdown, just waiting and waiting to know that maybe one day down the track, those extra thousand few might be found and vaccinated. What the government should have done is give people hope that once we get to a certain date, that's when we get to the traffic light system, rather than giving people a form of confusion and uncertainty, which is just growing in this very anxious and uncertain time. But also putting a date on the day that we get to a target would actually mean that I think more people would be wanting to go out and get the vaccine, because then they would know certainly what this means for the future. In the same way that if you set a date for when people can return in and out of the border, I think you'll find more people would be more willing to quickly go and get vaccinated.
What do you think this means for reopening the international border?
Oh, look, I think there's huge mistakes that are being made with the border. I don't see why it's taking so long for them to roll out the new MIQ announcement about self-isolation, because there are people who have been separated from their families for months, if not years now, who are struggling to get through the border. And when they hear Chris Hipkins say, it's not too much longer that you have to wait for the system to be changed, well, quite frankly, a lot of people don't have much more time to wait. We need to allow people who are double vaccinated and who have a negative pre-departure test to be able to come through the border and self-isolate at home now, because they are no more threat than other members of the community who have COVID in the country.
Some health experts have also mentioned that this new system could see Māori communities in particular experience further inequity as well as more deaths. Do you think the government's $120 million fund to bump up Māori vaccination rates and protect those communities is enough support to address this issue?
Well, look, I think the government could have been clearer from the outset that they wanted to work with community organisations and with people who have access to different communities to make sure that the vaccine rollout was a success. what the government did was decided they knew best and they set up their own vaccine strategy. They should have asked GPs, community organisations, to come on board and say, how do we get to your communities? Who do you know who is high risk and vulnerable, and who should we prioritise? That's the way that it should have been run. Instead, we saw GPs completely left out of the loop, and we had everything being run through the Ministry of Health. I think there are vulnerable people in all groups, not just Māori, not just Pacific, not any particular race. I think we needed to make sure that all vulnerable people from all groups had the choice, but ultimately we do have to just set a date and say, this is when we will move to the next step. This is when we will move to the traffic light system, and then we'll move on.
Moving on to our next topic. Yesterday, the Prime Minister announced a vaccine mandate for any workplace that requires a certificate of vaccination for entry. Do you agree with the government's logic that any business requiring customers to show a vaccine certificate should also ensure that any staff serving these customers are vaccinated?
Oh, well, I think that businesses are in a really tricky situation. And what the government should have done is provide them clear rules and guidelines for what they can do within their businesses. So if you take the example of, you know, we have a lot of people wanting to be vaccinated, and over time they'll be wanting to potentially only shop at places where vaccinated people work. For a business owner, there isn't the ability to fire or discriminate on their employees based on their vaccination status. And what the government should have done is made it clear that it's in the business's interest, if they want to be able to fire staff members that they don't believe can work in their environment for health and safety reasons. What the government has done is very heavy-handed and gone on top of the businesses and said, we're forcing you to discriminate. I think that is a little step too far. They should have set clear rules and allowed businesses to decide for themselves.
So, in your opinion, this shouldn't be enforced by the government, but it should be a choice made by the private sector firms?
I think I would have expected the same of the government that I would of any employee, which is to ask, based on their own risk assessment, how do you think you need to operate to keep customers safe, but to keep your own staff safe as well? And the government as an employer should have the right to say, I don't believe that my business or the service I'm providing can be safe if we have unvaccinated workers. And they should have had a right to mandate that for them, for their staff. But they should have allowed the same provisions for any other business around the country. What the government has done is very heavy-handed and has gone on top of the businesses not to be able to make that decision for themselves, to say that they have to fire their staff. And I think that is wrong.
But do you believe that vaccine mandates are a good way to lift the vaccination rates?
I think a good way of lifting the vaccination rates is to make it very clear what the rules will be going forward and what the future will look like going forward with an endemic. And that's essentially what the traffic light system is wanting to do. But we should have set a date, because I think putting a date in the sand and saying this is the point at which we move on from our alert level system, if you want to be vaccinated, get vaccinated before this date, I think more people would have been quicker to get the vaccine, because at the moment we're just strolling along until we hit the 90% targets.
So just one more question. Why do you think this should be a choice made by the businesses? If these mandates have the potential to reduce Delta numbers and bump up vaccinations, then isn't this ultimately a positive reinforcement?
Well, I think the real issue here is that businesses have been crying out for what the guidelines will look like going forward, because under the law, of course, they want to make sure that they have a safe environment for people wanting to come in and buy their goods. But at the same time, they have an obligation to their staff, but they also have obligations under employment law. The government should have been clear you are allowed as a business, if you make a risk assessment, to be able to fire staff members that you don't believe can perform their role in a safe way for the rest of your business. What the government did was go over the top of businesses, not allowing them to make a decision for themselves. That is wrong, and I think it's unnecessarily divisive.
That was ACT Party's deputy leader, Brooke Van Velden, talking about the COVID traffic light system and the vaccine mandate for workplaces requiring a certificate of vaccination for entry.
That was deputy leader, Brooke Van Velden, from the ACT Party.